Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 8th of September. Global trade data is the main point of interest today. China's July export data showed some strength, although part of that is re-exporting imported components, importing chips from the likes of Korea to package up into hardware that is then sold on, for example. Exports to the United States from China remain strong. The gap between what China says it is selling to the United States and what the US says it is buying from China has now reached absurd proportions. Using China's export figures, China has a market share of over 13.2% of US non-energy imports. The US import data suggests that market share is just 8.4%. The balance of probability is that the data from China is correct, or more correct, and that US importers are being creative in how they import product from China so as to minimize the tariffs that the importers must pay to the US government. This ability to help customers avoid tariffs allows external demand for China's manufacturing output to compensate for the rather mediocre performance of China's domestic consumer. We also get trade data for July from Germany today. Trade data here is less of a focus. Domestic demand has been more of a support for German growth, and German manufacturing figures have generally been okay. However, trade tensions with China in particular, and potentially other countries, are a growing risk. Economic nationalism is an increasing force across Europe. Politicians are tempted down the route of prejudice politics when their local populations become scared about the future. While the election result in Saxony-Anhalt in Germany should not be taken as too strong a national signal, the electoral success of the far right is a signal of the potential for prejudice to take hold. Blaming foreigners is always one of the most convenient scapegoats to present in a prejudicial political climate. The Bank of England has members speaking before the UK's Parliament today. This is an opportunity to see the wide range of opinions held within the bank, although the calibre of the questions asked by members of Parliament is not necessarily always of the highest order, and do not necessarily ask what investors actually care about. The UK's British Retail Consortium's August retail sales data showed positive food sales and negative non-food sales, though these measures do not adjust for inflation effects. The complication of the UK's series of heat waves has also disrupted consumption patterns, so it's not clear what sort of signal can actually be taken from this. In the United States, we have the release of the New York Fed's one-year inflation expectations index ahead. This will reflect primarily current food and fuel prices. And of course, fuel prices have been creeping up recently, with crude oil prices now flirting with $100 a barrel and refined product prices even more of a problem. The question is not necessarily where inflation expectations sit in the States, but whether consumers are changing their economic behaviour as a result of those expectations. The evidence to date is that they are not. The employment report is showing no real signs of wage pressure, and consumption patterns seem more or less in line with established trends. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.